dire game to watch. I'm sure it won't go down in the highlight packages of rugby played at the stadium. But, you know, if you had told me on Monday that we were going to win, I would have been pretty happy. I suppose what's disappointing is we had such a nice lead, didn't we? And we weren't able to manage our way through it. I suppose it's a bit of a sign of where we're at as a team. We don't win a lot. And then when you get a nice buffer, being able to control yourself to the finish line would have been nice. But we made it through our own fault again. We made it a battle. And it was hard work to finish off the game. Pretty difficult to watch, squirming up there in my seat, waiting for the final whistle to go. But there's some good courage shown on the goal line. But we ended up there mainly due to our own efforts, I thought. Or lack of effort.
Two flashes from, well, two bits of opportunism from Goverty as well to set up those chances.
Yeah, one came from the nice kick. We've been talking to Louis all year about, mate, you should be able to catch those and score, which finally he's got his hands on one. And the kick came off the back of a maul when we shortened them up quite well with a drive, which obviously when teams are driving well, you have to defend it with numbers, so it provided an opportunity for Topsy, didn't it? So it, yeah, it was, they were both well taken, but you needed to get up in the air to catch them, and it was good to see them challenging in that particular part of the field.
Theme of the second half not going as well as the first time, is that some sort of fitness thing, or can you put your finger on why that's happened? Obviously Gloucester last week as well, discipline went a bit. It's a pattern. I don't know if it's a theme. It's certainly not something we talk about.
I think it's a little bit to where we're at the moment. It's, you know, we, like I said right at the start, we don't manage our way through the big moments against Gloucester when we came back out with the lead as well. And maybe that's just a sign of a team that hasn't won a lot, and how you control play on the back of a team that feels under pressure, and Newcastle would have felt that. And I just don't think we ever really put our foot on the throat at any stage, and that was probably evident last week. Today we just had a bigger lead, and Newcastle were unable to haul us in. But we've got to grow that part of our game. We need to be much more clinical at putting a team away. And playing with a little bit more consistency and desire to finish a team off when you really do have them under some real pressure. You know, the boys, you know, they're sitting there with their hands, and some of them are sitting there with their head in their hands thinking about how they let that lead go, and the pressure that they put themselves under. And so we need to grow that. We need to think about how we can be better in that area. Obviously, we have a leadership group that speaks about our game regularly. And how we manage our game, but obviously we're not getting that right, so we're going to have to continue to work hard on that particular part of our game.
There's been a bit of talk about your captain in England, sort of contact Simon. How have you, you've known from New Zealand as well, how have you seen his integration? You talk about that leadership, how important will that be for him, Tom, over and to the team over the coming 3 or 4 months?
Oh, look, Matt's a great man. He's a great leader. He's a good leader, but he's a lock. I mean, he's not the person that really drives the game from 5-8 and 9. Those are your most important positions, obviously, for making decisions about where you're heading on the field. So he needs a lot of guidance from our 9s and 10s. And, you know, he calls our line out. He has a big part to play there. He's obviously pretty attuned to the rest of the team and how things are going. But he needs a hand. He can't do that all by himself. So we rely heavily on guys like Ben Franks and Dave Pace, who've got lots of experience up front, or even Tom Court, who's in our leadership group as well. And then relying on Noakes and Shane and our 2 nines to help us out in that area. And maybe that's something we haven't quite nailed yet, is that continuity between the pack and what was happening in the back line. It's certainly evident at the moment anyway.
And Tom, just have you any news on Chris's injury, obviously at
half-time? Yeah, it didn't look good. He may have dislocated his shoulder, so we'll have to wait and see. He'll go through the normal process of getting a scan and then seeing our medical staff as soon as the swelling's gone down. But yeah, first thought, not too good.
But I suppose it was important that Shane came on and made the impact that he did, if he's going to have to step into that role in the coming few weeks.
Yeah, you know, both those two, I might have mentioned this before, both those two had a very light pre-season, unable to train through various injuries, and they're still on limited duties at training. So for both of them, it would be nice, you know, I suppose Noxie's taking the lead on him over the last couple of weeks, but for Shane to come on there and finish off in a pretty crucial game would have been pleasing for him. And obviously he's a crowd favourite, so he got a nice cheer when he came on the field, so it's always good for his ego, isn't it?
So in mind, you lost obviously what happened with Goode over the summer, and if Noakes is long term, is there anything you can do short term to bolster your squad?
We've got young Theo Brophy-Clues, who's now with the England 20s, there might have to be a card pull there. We'll have to get him back on board. Obviously, we had two now. We had three with young Theo. Now we're back to two. So we might have to think about bringing him back and getting him involved again.
Tom, two wins from three. Would you rather have a Premiership game next week, or is Europe coming slightly the wrong time of week?
Jesus, good question. I think for our squad, it's probably important that we get some of our squad playing in these two games coming up. There's a lot of guys. Obviously, when you've got a squad of men, people want to play. That's what they get. That's what they train for. That's what they get paid to do. And over the last 3 weeks, I've been reasonably consistent with our team that's run on. So I think it's important for the morale of our club, and also for the morale of the guys that do a lot of the work behind the scenes that you guys don't get to see play. We need to get them on the field and play. So I think we can probably lick our wounds for the guys that have done a fair amount of the work over the last month, while we give other guys opportunities to impress. And, you know, form comes and goes and ebbs and flows, doesn't it? In a long season, guys who are playing well at the start of the season sometimes need a break, and others need to impress and be given the opportunity to earn selection on their own merit. So I'd probably say we can lick our wounds and give the guys who are around an opportunity to impress.
I mean, Topham or I just mentioned that, I mean, a win, despite all your reservations about not managing the lead, is pretty crucial, isn't it, in terms of just keeping those spirits for that. As Dean Richards just talked about, you've got a 10-game Premiership sort of stint coming up. You need to be in confident mood to tackle that, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a good point. As coaching staff, we always want to be perfect with everything we do. You know, the old cliche, well, a win's a win. Maybe that applied today more than anything. Like I said, if you had told me we were going to win the match on Monday, I would have been pretty happy. I suppose I'm just looking at the way the game went, and we'll sit down and when we've had a little bit more time to think about things and look at the positives, and as we usually do at the club, and see if we can solve those problems in an amicable way. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.